I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to Ottawa. Take a look at this beautiful river here, guys. Actually, I want to tell you something you might not know. So see this river? Here on this side of the river is Ottawa, okay? And on that side of the river is a different city called Gatineau. Okay, and maybe something more interesting for you is that on this side of the river is Ontario. Okay, so Ottawa is in Ontario. This is sort of like the part of the English-speaking place. You know, if you buy something here, you're gonna get a receipt in English. But if you buy something on that side of the river, that's in Quebec. Okay, then your receipt is gonna be in French. But yeah, that's really interesting. So the border goes like right in the middle of the river there. That is Quebec. And on this side is Ontario. Now here is the Parliament building. You know, this area is called Parliament Hill. This hill here, this is the Parliament building. And this is where everything happens in Canada. Everything goes down right here. You know, this is really disappointing. I thought I was gonna be able to show you more of this area. You know, there's some nice monuments in this area, but everything is shut down. This whole hill, you know, it's sort of crazy. I was here 10 years ago, actually, and it was really nice. It was really nice, but now they must be doing some really major renovation project or something, because you know, they have these like construction trailers set up all over the place. So really, you can't even see anything here on Parliament Hill. So if you're coming to Canada, just don't even come to Ottawa, because this is all under construction right now. Anyway, this is a beautiful view from here, you know, from here, from Capitol, or from not Capitol Hill, from Parliament Hill. Capitol Hill is in the US. US has the Capitol building. Here in Canada, we have the Parliament building. Okay, so that's called the Parliament building, and this is Parliament Hill. You can see that nice bridge there that connects Ontario and Quebec, Ottawa and Gatineau. Anyway, so I don't know what I'm gonna show you. The whole reason I came to Ottawa is to show you Parliament Hill. But if it's all under construction, I might have to just hightail it to Montreal. Hightail it means to go really fast. Just keep going really fast. Hightail it. I might need to hightail it to Montreal. So anyway. Hey guys, take a look at that. That's called the Centennial Flame. I think it's been burning since 1966. It's a long time, right? So around this flame, you can see all the different provinces, the shields, right? Like their coat of arms, their emblems, right? I think that's Nunavut there, and let's see, that's BC, and I think Alberta's on the other side. But here is the front of the Parliament building. Here in Canada, wow, it's a pretty big building, isn't it? Look at that thing. You can hear those bells playing some sort of song. It's kind of nice. Hey guys, I wanted to take you inside the Parliament building. This is the Parliament building here, the main building. But you know what? It's closed for construction. They're doing like renovations inside the building. And you know how long it's going to take? 10 years. Can you believe it? This building will be closed for 10 years. I asked a few people. I couldn't believe that's true. But these people who work here, they said, yeah, it's gonna be closed for 10 years. Have you ever heard of a building being renovated for 10 years? I can't even believe that. I mean, that's how long it takes to build a building, a huge building, like the big buildings in downtown Calgary. Some of those buildings are built in like 1 or 2 years. And this one is going to take 10 years. I don't even know what they're doing, right? The building has already been built. It's there. I guess they're renovating the inside.
I don't know.
Maybe they're putting in high-speed internet. Maybe it was just really bad. I don't know what was wrong with it, but 10 years. So if I want to show you inside this building, I have to come back in 2029. I don't know what to say. 10 years of construction. That is just absolutely ridiculous.
What the heck is this?
Take a look at this giant spider here, guys. Right in front of a church. It's a nice church, and then here's a giant spider. Wow! A giant spider right here, right in the capital of Canada. Look, there's the Parliament building right there. Okay, this is right like downtown Ottawa, and we got a giant spider. Is that art? I don't know, maybe this is art. I think this is some sort of an art museum here. I don't know, do you think spiders are art? Do you have a giant spider in your city? It's a bit weird. I wonder how much it cost. I don't know. I wouldn't have voted to put a giant spider here. You know, there's a nice church, nice art gallery there. You know, the Parliament Hill there, and then, suddenly, they just decided to put a giant spider in the middle of Canada. It's funny. I think you can even see some eggs. Look, the spider has some eggs in its abdomen. I don't know, like an egg sac. I don't know what that's called, but it's a bit creepy, isn't it? A spider with eggs. Sometimes you gotta question who's leading this country, who's making these decisions. So it's just ridiculous to put a giant spider in the middle of Ottawa. Anyway, well, this is what downtown Ottawa looks like. You know, you got some nice old buildings here, and Parliament buildings over there, and just people walking, cars, hotels. That's about it. Hey guys, look what I found. It's the embassy of Saudi Arabia. Oh boy. I better not go in there. Hey guys, look at this big bird. Whoa. I think it's a turkey. Trying to find its babies. Look, its babies are on the other side of the fence. Look at that. Poor mother, what is that, a peacock or a turkey? Oh boy, I think it's gonna attack me if I try to go closer. Where, yeah, its babies are all over this. Its babies are like, I don't know if you can see, I can hear some of them are over there, and I think some of them are in these pipes, and you can see some other ones over there. Wow, look at that. Can you see them? I don't wanna mess with a mother turkey. She might attack me. But anyway, that's sort of, oh, there's one. See there? Look at that. Yeah, they're inside. Yeah, a few of those babies are inside these pipes on the other side of the fence, and I guess the mother can't go over the fence. That's kind of crazy. But anyway. Hey guys, take a look at this. This is 24 Sussex Drive. It's where the Prime Minister of Canada lives. Right here. I wonder what Trudeau is doing in there. What do you think he's doing in there? I think he's probably putting on his socks. Probably putting on his colorful socks. I don't know. He might be in there. I don't know. Maybe he's in the Parliament buildings doing work. I'm not sure, but this is it. This is right here. Hey, look at that camera. Probably on camera. Probably got like a million security guards watching me right now. Yeah, that's where he lives. That's Trudeau's house, maybe for a few more months. You know, we'll see. This might be his last summer. This is 2019. This might be his last summer here. You know, we don't know what the election is in October this year. So we'll see. He might only have a few more months left. Who do you think is going to live here after October? Will it be Justin Trudeau, Elizabeth May, Andrew Scheer, or Jagmeet Singh, or Maxime Bernier? Yeah, those are the five choices we have here in Canada. Hey, take a look at this fence. See these French flags? I wonder why there are French flags around the Prime Minister of Canada's house. I don't know, maybe this isn't his house. Maybe there's another building beside his house? I'm not sure. Or maybe he just loves France. I think he's good friends with Emmanuel Macron of France. He's not friends with Trump. That's why there's no US flags here. Yeah, Justin Trudeau and Emmanuel Macron are sort of allies, and they don't like Trump. But yeah, I don't know, maybe this is there's a big French flag over there. Maybe the French embassy is right beside the Prime Minister's house. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll go over here and look. Oh, here it is. Yeah, here's a plaque. It says the Embassy of France.
Wow,
the Embassy of France, look at that. Huh. All these embassies, you know, there are a whole bunch of embassies. I saw the Embassy of Kuwait, the Embassy of Saudi Arabia, the Embassy of France here. Well, I don't know what else to show you guys here in Ottawa. I was gonna spend some time inside the Parliament building and show you the House of Commons and the Senate, but those places, like, the government doesn't even meet in that building. The government meets in other buildings nearby the Parliament building. So that's a bit disappointing. I was gonna show you inside our government building here, but man, 10 years. Can you believe it takes 10 years to renovate a building? Maybe I should become the Prime Minister and just speed up the process. I'm sure I could do it in under a year. It's just a building. How could it take 10 years? Wow, I mean, if I were the Prime Minister, I'd just hire a group of Filipinos, bring them in, work would be finished in less than a year. You know, Filipinos are really hard workers, they're really good, efficient workers. Not like us lazy Canadian workers, it takes 10 years to renovate a building. That's insane, I can't believe it. Anyway, so while I showed you I showed you the outside of the building, and showed you Justin Trudeau's house, the Prime Minister of Canada. Boy, maybe I'll live there one day if I become the Prime Minister. Wouldn't that be amazing? Me, living right over there. 24 Sussex Drive, Prime Minister Mark. You know, if I became the Prime Minister, I think I would only do one thing. Only one thing. I would introduce one new law, and it would be free ice cream for everyone. Wouldn't that be great? Think about it. Free ice cream for everyone. That would solve all our problems, right? There would be no more crime. Imagine you're a drug dealer, right? You're walking down the street, you're planning to go deal some drugs, and then suddenly you hear an ice cream truck drive by, and you think, free ice cream, I'm gonna go get some ice cream. So the truck stops and you get some ice cream and you eat your ice cream, and soon you forget where you were going. You don't even think about dealing drugs anymore. You're just enjoying your ice cream so much. You know, it's a nice sunny day and you decide, you know what? I want to be a better man. I want to be a better person. I'm not going to deal drugs anymore, right? All because of the free ice cream. So, you know, everybody would be happy. The morale in Canada, the mood, everything would be like great if there was free ice cream. So that's all I would do. If you want free ice cream, vote Mark for Prime Minister in, I'm not running this year. Maybe next time, 2024, is it? 2020, I don't know, somewhere in the 2020s. But maybe I should wait until after the building is finished being built, or finished renovations, so that I can actually work in that building. I don't want to work in a different building. But anyway, that's what I would do if I were Prime Minister. Free ice cream for everyone in Canada, and free citizenship if you're one of my subscribers. So if you want free citizenship in the future, smash that like button, subscribe to my channel, and I'll give you a free passport when I become the Prime Minister of Canada. All right, guys, I'm just walking across this bridge here from Ontario into Quebec. Look at this river. So that's Ontario over there. And then I'm walking into Quebec. I think I'm probably in Quebec already because I'm over halfway across the bridge. So welcome to Quebec.